Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I feel like we may need to add another one. No ketchup on your steak. Oh, hi, Chris. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. That could be an honorary After Hours house rule. Holy cow, you put the poll up, and so I know people are voting on Twitter, After Hours CBS, but in addition, Chris put this question on our Facebook page, and you all are going nuts. I'm pretty sure you care more about the debate over steak and ketchup than you do about anything else happening in sports. And all of this because Ken posted on Facebook that the only thing worse than the NFL preseason is a steak with no seasonings, thus spawned the debate. That is our Twizzler Tuesday question. We want you to fill in the blank. The NFL preseason, the only thing worse is blank. Complete the sentence. By the way, I guess we should have mentioned this earlier, but Curtis reminds us, Chris, that Patrick Mahomes loves ketchup on everything, even his steak. So you have that going for you. The potential $200 million man in the NFL, who is the reigning MVP, would also join you on your steak and ketchup island.
Okay. As T.O. once famously said, that's my quarterback.
Oh, he was crying when he said it. Oh, my gosh. Even the thought of the smell of ketchup with the steak, just no, 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 no. Now, I would say mayonnaise is worse. That's still my favorite answer to our Twizzler Tuesday question. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. So on Twitter or Facebook, and then 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Oh my gosh, your answers to our Twizzler Tuesday question and now your responses to ketchup and steak, they are killing me. I love them. Let's talk to Shawnee, who's in Boston. Good morning, Shawnee.
Hello, Amy. I'm so glad to talk to you.
Yes, I'm good to hear from you.
Thank gosh that you're back with us. I was really sad that you were maybe leaving, you know, Sports Hub or whatever, but now you're in WEEI, and that makes me very happy.
I'm glad to hear it.
So, yay. So firstly, I don't hate preseason football because I just love football that much that I'll take it any way that I can get it. However, if I had to pick something worse than preseason football, it would be this. And I know you are just this wonderfully strong, independent woman, so that you don't necessarily, I don't know that you can quite relate to this. However, when you are out with your girlfriends and you see this guy that you think is very handsome and you do all that you can not to be intimidating and not to, like, you know, throw him off, and you get the vibe and you're like, okay, I'm going to go talk to him. And then you round the corner and you go to approach this really good looking guy and he's wearing Crocs. There is nothing worse. So there is nothing worse than a handsome man, an adult male, in a bar wearing just straight up plastic navy blue, like Mickey Mouse Crocs. There's nothing
with
worse
or without
that.
Socks.
I mean, with socks, without socks, it doesn't matter. He has Crocs on. He is a grown man.
No, no,
with
I
a
got
job
you.
And his own apartment, and he's wearing Crocs.
Wait, why would you think that I wouldn't approach a handsome man? I don't understand what that means.
No, it's just like you don't need, I don't know, I just get this vibe that, like, you don't need to do that. You don't need to approach guys. Like, you're just having a good time with your girls, and, like,
wow.
You don't have to do that.
Well, clearly that's a misconception, like, since I am still single, so I don't know about that, but I do appreciate the analogy. I think any female who's in the same boat would appreciate that analogy. The only thing worse than the NFL preseason is a hot man in Crocs.
In, like, navy blue plastic Crocs. What are you doing to me? Why would you do that?
Oh,
don't do that. It's the worst.
Don't take it personally.
Like, it hurts me physically. Just, like... I did all this work. Like, I've been vibing. I've been winking at you. I've been, like, you know, sending out all my mojo to you.
Oh,
and
well.
You're wearing Crocs.
He was out to repel women. Apparently, he wasn't interested that night. a good one, Shawnee. I feel it. Thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Francis, who's in San Francisco. Francis, welcome to After Hours.
Hello there, Amy. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Your house rules.
Yes.
Where luck doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Well, I believe that luck is when opportunity meets preparation.
I got you. But most people define luck as chance, which I don't believe in chance.
Yeah, no. And something worse than preseason football, blowing your nose into a tissue and blowing a hole through it.
Wait, that happens to me all the time in the winter. I'll just admit it. This is TMI. I blow my nose with such power and violence that, yes, I very often do, in fact, scare my animals in the house and blow a hole in the tissue.
Absolutely. Or catching your hair in it.
Ew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I've done that. That is not cool. And it's like, okay, and can I give you one more?
Yes.
Home alone, after a barbecue or like Cinco de Mayo weekend and being stranded with no toilet paper.
Well, okay, come on. You can use a paper towel or tissue or some wet wipes or something.
Yeah, but if you don't have that handy, you got to make a decision.
Yeah, that's true. We don't need any more information, Francis. We're good. We're But thank you for the graphic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Details, details, details.
Yeah, I like it. All right. Well, you have a great Tuesday in San Fran.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Let's talk to Mary Ellen. Mary Ellen, the only thing worse than the NFL preseason is what?
Ketchup on steak.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. We've established that for sure.
That is like a crime against humanity.
Poor Chris. I mean,
what the heck is that?
I don't know. I don't understand it, but
salt and pepper is all you need.
Yeah, but I mean, Chris is his own man. At least he's bold enough to admit it.
Well, I mean, that's what you do for a 5-year-old.
Aw, Chris, I know you're not 5. Don't worry.
I like him. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, Dave is in there howling with laughter, though, at all of the comments that are being shot Dave's or Chris's way.
I'm trying not to be mean, but that was a mean thing I just said.
Oh, it's okay. I feel like he can handle it.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Just remember, he's a Yankees fan. That's all you need to know.
Before Washington had the Nationals, I was a Yankee fan.
Okay.
So, but I mean, my dad would have killed us growing up if we even thought of having A1 in the house. We didn't even allow it out in the house.
Now, see, I will admit, I mean, and Chris knows this. Chris and Dave both know this. I have an amazing horseradish dip that I put on my steak. It's phenomenal on steak, horseradish, but it's not ketchup. Horseradish enhances the taste of the steak if I decide that I want it. Ketchup masks the taste of the steak.
Ketchup is a cover-up.
Ketchup is a cover-up. but, you know, to each his own. If it's good enough for Chris and for Patrick Mahomes, I guess that we will allow it, but not anywhere near us.
No way.
No way is right. Mary Ellen, thank you for your phone call.
Thanks. Bye.
855-212-4227. The only thing worse than the NFL preseason is what? We're asking you to fill in the blank. Complete the sentence. Really good stuff that we're getting. Funny stuff on Twitter, A-Law Radio. And then Chris is retweeting a bunch of them from our show account, the good ones. And then also on our Facebook page. Dave says on Twitter, the only thing worse in the NFL preseason is the pace of Bryson DeChambeau's golf game. Brandon says, wet socks are worse than preseason football. Wet socks is the worst. Oh, I mean, that's true. Whenever if you're out in the rain and your shoes are not waterproof, well, then certainly wet socks, it's awful. It's an awful feeling, and they don't dry out either until you take them off and hang them up somewhere. Casey says, not listening to a baseball game on the radio. That's the only thing worse in the NFL preseason. I do like listening to baseball play-by-play. Oh my gosh. Timothy says that not only does he put ketchup on his steak, he puts it on his Chinese food too. I mean, I don't eat Chinese food because you could be eating someone's cat, but I can't. I can't even fathom. I mean, I can't really fathom steak and ketchup. I definitely can't fathom Chinese food and ketchup. What's the point? What's the point of getting the Chinese food? They have all their own sauces to mask the cat. I don't think that you need. Would you like to say something, Dave? It's true. Depending on where you get your Chinese food, it could in fact be cat meat.
Yeah, I wasn't going to debate you on that one. It's just funny, so I was laughing. My favorite part so far was Mary Ellen calling Chris a 5-year-old.
I mean, relatively, I guess. If we're grading on a scale or aging on a scale. Chris, is there any other weird food fetish that you need to share with us? Or is it ketchup on everything?
No, I have a really bad tendency of putting hot sauce and spicy mustard on a lot of my food that I eat because it's a lot of plain stuff that I'm trying to lose weight. So it kind of just enhances the flavor.
Now, have you checked the sugar content of the sauces? Because very often, and not just sugar, but like they'll have high fructose corn syrup. So for now, I only eat all natural ketchup. And I when I make my horseradish sauce, it's only with all natural ingredients. So I just want to be sure that you're checking the sugar content of these sauces.
Yeah, that's why I use those two, because the spicy mustard and the hot sauce have zero calories and zero sugar. And they have the most, it's the most bang for your buck in terms of something that adds flavor with the least amount of harm.
Salt and pepper are also not going to add to your caloric intake.
I'm a flavor guy. What can I say? Through and through. I like condiments and dressings and dips.
Right over his head.
I know, I gotcha, but I like condiments and dips and dressings.
Well, if you need some more dip for your steak, what do you have against my horseradish dip? I thought it was your favorite.
Bottle it up and sell it. I'm buying.
Are you? Sweet. Because you have so much money. I don't know how this happens to us here on the show. We get off on these tangents, but I can very easily connect them back to NFL preseason. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Facebook, on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Coming up next, the Denver Broncos just finished their third preseason game, and Vic Fangio, new head coach, had a couple of choice words to describe their special teams, but also talked about Joe Flacco and Flacco's first experience as a member of the Broncos on that field. Remember, he had a very good experience as a Ravens quarterback in 2012 in the playoffs, but he was now speaking as a member of the Broncos crew in front of friendly fans. So that's coming up after hours, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Joe's a perfect fit for us, and the fact that he's a winner, he's played in a lot of big games. He has a lot of good football left in him at 34 years old. Feel like he's just really coming into his prime. So we're excited the fact that he's going to be our quarterback.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Yet another attempt by John Elway and the Denver Broncos to fill that void left by one Peyton Manning. After Super Bowl 50, Peyton rides off into the sunset after a month of debating. Actually, it wasn't even a month, but it felt like a month of debating. Will he or won't he? Peyton actually was at Mile High for the game between the Broncos and the Niners. On Monday night, he was the guest of honor. I asked a friend of mine who was on the sidelines for the game on Monday whether or not he crossed paths with Peyton, and he was like, no way. He said they keep him under wraps with security, as you can imagine. But he's everywhere. He's one of those guys who really hasn't gone away. He's doing a lot of media, though not serving as an analyst for the variety of networks who've contacted him and tried to lure him into their TV booth. Instead, he prefers to do the humorous stuff. So it's good. I mean, that's his prerogative after his career and the money that he earned and now the profile that he wants to use in various ways. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco becomes the next starting quarterback for the Broncos. They've used four since Peyton retired, and none of those four is still with the team. So now it's Joe Flacco. And then Drew Locke, who is the rookie QB that they drafted, though they do not expect him to play this year. He did sprain his hand in Monday's game, though it doesn't sound like it's serious. He left with a soft brace from the stadium. He was 7-for-12 with 40 yards before he got hurt. And new head coach Vic Fangio likes what he sees so far from his rookie.
I thought Drew showed some flashes of improvement, made some nice throws, moved around well. But I'm sure it wasn't perfect. But again, he's improving, and that's what we're looking for right now.
And so that's one of the challenges for Coach Fangio in his first attempt as an NFL head coach. Obviously, defense is his cup of tea, and there are a lot of stars on the defensive side of the ball. The struggles of the Niners offense with Jimmy Garoppolo getting back on the field for the first time since his torn ACL, that kind of tips the scales a little bit, but Bradley Chubb was all over the place, Shelby Harris. It was the first team defense that created a turnover. So that was positive for the Broncos. But after that, it seemed as though the production, the depth was exposed a little bit once the first string guys got off the field, out of the game. And so some of the words that Vic Fangio used for his second unit and his special team specifically, those were a little more choice. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. We're asking you to weigh in with your fill-in-the-blank for Twizzler Tuesday. The only thing worse than the NFL preseason is what? So complete the sentence. The phrase that Vic Fangio used for Denver's special teams on Monday, they're getting whipped. Fangio's old school. He's all about being tough. He's all about being physical. He's all about not getting pushed around. He wants his teams to be the ones that are pushing around. And so he didn't like what he saw necessarily from the second team and from the special teams, to be sure. But as for Joe Flacco, he got a taste of the Broncos at home, really got to understand what the fans are like, even though the stadium wasn't full. He's already impressed. Now a member of the Broncos, not a visiting quarterback with the Baltimore Ravens.
It gets your juices going, man. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I know it's not a full stadium yet, but had a good amount of people out there. And the one thing I noticed, it was really weird. You can tell Peyton played here because when the offense has the ball, it's like, man, you can hear a pin drop.
You know what? That's how we heard the term Omaha. It's so true. It always amazed me. And it's not just him. Drew Brees is the same way. You'll see Tom Brady quiet down a home crowd when the local team is on offense. But yeah, I mean, when Peyton Manning took over, he would quiet the crowd so that you could actually hear the snap count and you could hear him yelling whatever audible he was calling at the line. And Omaha was kind of the trigger. And so now every time I hear a quarterback yell or use Omaha, it makes me smile. And so, yeah, for Flacco, that was kind of a revelation. Despite the fact that there are thousands of people in the stands, they get so quiet. Peyton Manning trained them well. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. As for Jimmy Garoppolo, you may have seen the reports, 5 consecutive interceptions thrown in practice as they were getting ready for this last preseason game, or the second preseason game. And he was 1-for-6, got picked off. And so his knee is fine. According to everyone around him, there's no issues with the torn ACL, but definitely not where he wants to be in terms of the actual quarterbacking.
Something that I haven't done in a year, obviously. So, you know, got knocked the rust off and everything. And, you know, thankfully we have a short week this week, so we get bounced back quickly. But yeah, it's, you know, the first step of getting back into it.
And so it was good to see him back on the field for sure. I can almost feel the hopes and dreams of Niners fans. It's been so quiet around him, around the team. One comment that Kyle Shanahan made, which I think is telling, is that the team around Garoppolo is better now than it was a year ago before he got hurt. So while they're tempered expectations, and you can certainly understand why fans are nervous that he might get hurt again. It was a little bit like a Sam Bradford or an RG3. You're worried that these guys are going to get hurt again, even if they're fluke injuries and they weren't connected in any way. Derrick Rose is an example from basketball. You almost want to wrap them in bubble wrap because you're afraid of them taking any kind of contact. But the Niners themselves are better. And so I think the expectations are higher, though still, I mean, there is some fear about him getting hurt again because it's been, you know, a year without him. And before that, it was just a handful of games. You know, something else that I thought was really interesting to hear from John Lynch. This was an interview that John Lynch did on the pregame with Lisa Salters on ESPN. It's, I think, pretty smart to use that 2020 hindsight now. But what he said was, we paid Jimmy Garoppolo the $27.5 million average annual value at quarterback, believing that the market was going to catapult. It was going to skyrocket pretty quickly, and it was going to end up being a deal for us. It was going to end up being a smart financial move for us to lock him up at $27.5 million per year, even though he didn't have a whole lot of starting experience. And now look at it. Matt Ryan makes $30 million a year, and he's fifth on the list. I do not believe that Dak Prescott actually asked for $40 million a year, but we did pose that question to our Cowboys insider when he joined us the first hour of the show. So you can check that out. As always, our interviews are podcasted separately. After Hours, AmyLawrence.com is where you can find all 4 hours of the show without commercials. Some of you are saying the only thing worse than the NFL preseason is having to sit through all the commercials, which I do not do. I got an email from the digital department. We get emails periodically from the digital department reminding us to promote the podcast on radio.com and the radio.com app, both free. You can also find it at cbssportsradio.com, iTunes, or anywhere you can get a podcast, download and subscribe today. All right, 855-212-4227. You're killing me with your responses. I can't even keep up with the ketchup on steak responses anymore on Facebook. But there is a poll on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then your answers to Twizzler Tuesday. The only thing worse than NFL preseason is blank. And we're being tongue-in-cheek, of course, but since people are complaining about it, I thought it would be fun to go ahead and put this question out there. So we'll get to some more of your responses. Plus, one pitching ace is lost for the season.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You think, George? Winner, winner. Chicken and waffle dinner.
A swing and a drive. Away back. Goal.
That's nasty, stinky. Boom, baby.
His jaw-dropping heroics made us swoon this weekend. It's time for Man Crush Monday on After Hours.
0-2 pitch.
Hammers this ball to left. And that's going to be number 40, way back and long gone. Pete Alonso becomes just the fourth Met ever to have a 40 home run season. He's the first National League rookie to ever do it. And now that Met single season franchise home run record is just two away from belonging to Alonso outright. It's 11-5 Mets here in the ninth.
The switch has been on. During that past run that we had, I mean, we know what time of the season it is. I mean, it's time to go. So, we just need to keep trying to play quality baseball and win games. It's simple as that.
I like the way that Pete Alonso approaches his work. And after a slow start following the Home Run Derby Championship, he is now locked in. The Player of the Week brought to you by Granger. So let's take a closer look at the one who got it done according to your votes on Twitter and Facebook. It is the Mets rookie Pete Alonso, who with 40 home runs snapped a tie with Cody Bellinger, who had 39 as a rookie for the Dodgers in 2017. He was well on his way to winning Rookie of the Year honors that season. So next up for Alonso, who, by the way, is only 24 years old, the Mets' single-season record of 41 home runs set by Todd Hundley in 1996 and then matched by Carlos Beltran a decade later. Most importantly, as you hear from Alonso, though, is that the Mets are right in the middle of a crowded National League wild card race. They are now 24-10 since the All-Star break, and he contributes in other ways as well. But it's those blasts that go 430 home runs that are the ones that capture the most attention. The Player of the Week brought to you by Grainger. Grainger's got your back when it comes to the safety and industrial supplies that keep your facility running. Get what you need when you need it at Grainger.com. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. If I was having to come up with multiple songs for my walk-up music, Kenny Loggins, Danger Zone, Playing with the Boys from the Top Gun soundtrack, those might work for me. So we're asking you on Twitter and on Facebook to fill in the blank. The only thing worse than NFL preseason is what? So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Producer Chris is retweeting them as well from our show account. And you're blowing it up on our Facebook page, which is fun. We're also under duress from your host asking you whether or not you would put ketchup on your steak. I'm not sure which... I'm not sure which question is more popular right now. Here's a good one. The NFL preseason. The only thing worse is paying full price for the tickets. Oh, for sure. Oh, my gosh. The only thing worse than preseason football is people driving slow in the left-hand lane. It's a passing lane, not a travel lane. And then Brad finishes the tweet with, left lane loafers. I've never heard that before, but I do love the alliteration. Left lane loafers. So again, on Twitter or Facebook, and I'll get to some more of your answers before we hit the top of the hour. Good to have you alongside here After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. There is not a Tommy John surgery in the immediate future of Chris Sale. That according to the Boston Red Sox. However, their ace will be shut down for the next 6 weeks. After a consultation with Dr. James Andrews, oh, that's so ominous. Whenever you have a consultation with Dr. James Andrews, Chris Sale's diagnosis was confirmed. He does have inflammation in his left elbow. It didn't bother him in his last start, which was a week ago. But he was treated with a plasma injection. Oh my gosh, do you know what I wrote on my page? I wrote down some notes, as always, about some of the big topics for the show. I wrote down, treated with a plasma infection. It's a good thing I caught myself there. Treated with a plasma injection, platelet-rich plasma injection, which is supposed to help speed up the reduction in the swelling, but he has been shut down for 6 weeks, which essentially would take him out for the rest of the regular season. Now, the Red Sox are still technically part of the American League wildcard race. I think we can essentially eliminate them from the AL East race. They're now 16 games back, though they have won 5 in a row. But the World Series champs right now, if you're looking at the wildcard standings, are 6 out of that second wild card, which currently is in the possession of the Tampa Bay Rays. Interesting to hear what former baseball general manager Jim Bowden had to say about the Sale injury on CBS Sports HQ.
First thing we know is that the Red Sox, Dave Dombrowski, Chris Sale, and the medical people are not being transparent, and they're not telling us the whole story. So what we do know is he had the first MRI in Boston. They saw something they didn't like, and they sent him to Jim Andrews in Birmingham, Alabama. Same thing I always did when I was GM of the Reds or Nationals. You get the second opinion, you always go to Dr. Andrews to get that. Now, he came out afterwards and said, well, it's inflammation in the elbow, and we can avoid Tommy John surgery for now.
For now. That's the ominous part. For now. Let's hope that it is for now and for always for Chris Sale, because I always hate it for pitchers or any baseball player when they have to go through the Tommy John. But at this point, I think they've got to be more hopeful than positive. There's no way to know if it's going to get better or if it's going to get worse and if he's going to need that surgery. But it would be far worse for the Red Sox after the big contract that they gave him if he was out for next season as well. Right now, 6-11, so it's not been a season that he would say is anywhere close to his standard with a 4.40 ERA. He does have a really good strikeout to walk ratio, and so a lot of this has to do with the bullpen. A lot of this has to do with the offense behind him. It was a miserable start for the Red Sox rotation, and they never really fully recovered, but the bullpen's been even worse. So it's not been a season that the champs would have expected with relatively the same lineup, just obviously lots of difference in the bullpen. So Chris Sale pretty much out the rest of the way. And so on that note, I would say the only thing worse than NFL preseason is knowing that your team will not make the playoffs and knowing way before the regular season ends. Yeah, and there are a lot of teams that are still involved in the conversation in baseball, a lot of teams that still have a shot, a lot of teams that have made a run at playoff spot to get back to the point at which we have to consider them. But baseball is also an extremely long season, which means that your team can be eliminated, like the Orioles, the Marlins, the Tigers. There are some teams that, other than playing the role of spoiler, haven't been involved in the playoff race since early June. Although, you can look at what the Cleveland Indians have done since early June, but that's frustrating. It's frustrating if you're an NBA team and you know that your front office would prefer that you get the number one pick in the draft, or at least that you have a really good shot in the lottery. It's hard as a fan to see your team struggling through a regular season and know that they're not involved in the playoffs or the postseason, and then you wonder, well, what's the fun of watching then? What's the point of playing? I think the difference in the intrigue with the NFL and even college football, though in college football, when it's only a 4-team playoff, you can tell pretty early, which teams are going to be involved and which teams aren't. And if you take a major loss early, especially a loss that is in your non-conference to a team that's not nearly as good, you take that one bad loss and it really does give your playoff hopes a major chunk, takes a chunk right out, takes a major hit. But the beauty of having a shorter season like NFL or college football is that every game matters so much. And also in the NFL, I don't want to say never, but very rarely do you have teams that are completely out of it, even after 2 months. I mean, certainly if you have a team that starts 0-8, the chances are they're not going to make the playoffs. But we saw a team last year, was it the Houston Texans, that started 1-5. And we've seen teams that have started 0-3 and rallied to make the playoffs. Every year we have teams that go from worst to first. And so you definitely have time to be able to make up ground in the NFL, but also the fact that it's a shorter season, the teams that are on top can't get too far ahead, if that makes sense. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So fill in the blank. The only thing worse than the NFL preseason, and yes, we're being tongue-in-cheek. I mean, we're fooling around here because you don't have to watch it. No one's forcing you, but people are complaining about the NFL preseason. So let's go through some of the new ones on Facebook. Neil says, sand in your swim trunks. I mean, okay. Paul says the Pro Bowl. Josh says, this is coming from Josh in answer to our question, the only thing worse than the NFL preseason is working on the weekend. Boom. I agree with that. Except I do like working Sunday nights. So it's weird because I don't feel like it's working the weekends anymore because my weekend is technically Friday and Saturday. But I would hate it if I didn't get to work Sunday nights during NFL season. I could probably skip some other Sunday nights during the regular or the rest of the year, I should say, not the regular or anything, but the rest of the year for sure. There are Sunday nights when I wish I could stay on my couch or in my comfy sweatpants. But Sunday nights during football season, I love working. I love being the first show on the network that is after all the football's been wrapped up. Let's see. Going through more of your responses on our Facebook page. Brian says Pittsburgh Pirates baseball. Yeah, we've seen that one before. Dan says season tickets to the New York Knicks. Actually, as much as that answer is funny and produces a guffaw, and Carrie says right under that, being a Knicks fan is worse than the NFL preseason. Honestly, if you've never been to a game at MSG, if you've never been to a game, a Knicks game at Madison Square Garden, it's a pretty fun atmosphere, even when the Knicks are not real good, which has been the majority of the last decade or so. But they always sell out, and it's kind of fun to see the other people who are there. It's a really good place to watch a game of any sort. There are great acoustics inside MSG. So, yeah, I mean, I go to games to watch the other teams that the Knicks are matching up with, to do some scouting and to see these teams in person. And it's a good atmosphere. It's a good, I think it's a good way to spend a couple hours, even though the Knicks, as I say, haven't been all that good lately. Let's see. The NFL, the only thing worse than the NFL preseason is Yo Mama. That's Josh on our Facebook page. And to his credit, he does include the laughing so hard he's crying emoji. Chris says, when your puppy leaves you a gift on the bathroom rug and you step on it barefooted in the dark. Oh, no! This is why I will never have a puppy. I can't deal with the potty draining. It's too much. And the chewing. I adopted Penny when she was 2.5, and I even thought at the time that was too young because I wasn't sure what kind of chewing there would be. No, no, no. My mom adopted 2 puppies at the same time. They were sisters. And I kept saying to her, Mom, don't get 2. Don't get 2. Don't get 2. And now she's like, I wish I didn't have any. Anyway, puppies are worth it eventually. Yes, they are. Let's see. Matt says, for me, soccer is worse than preseason football. Chris says the only thing worse is going to my local casino and betting on preseason football. But then he shows us the ticket and says, guilty. Donnie says preseason basketball. Stan, Mike Trout not making the playoffs. Oh, I agree with that. Felix Hernandez, same thing. I've said that during the prime of his career. Oh, I can't even read the one about Bob Kraft. That's gross. Let's see. Oh, Lowry or Bill. Wait, do you think his first name's Bill? On Facebook, he's Lowry Bill. Flowery Bill. He says it's like dropping your first cup of coffee in the morning. And then this one gets a thumbs up. Jason responds, the only thing worse than the NFL preseason is not wearing my favorite helmet. - AB. All right, we've got 1 hour to go. Yes, there's another AB grievance. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.